Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, friends. Bring it on, 651-461-9226. Burning questions, thoughts, comments. There we go. Josh, what do we got coming in?
All right, we do have, dear Jordana, I've been on two great dates with someone, but I have major texting anxiety. Last night I triple texted them three bubbles in a row before they had a chance to reply. Does triple texting instantly make me look desperate, or are we finally past those ridiculous 2010s dating rules?
Texting anxiety? Is that a thing?
It could be.
I mean, I guess it is. Yeah, we're kind of, I mean, I think we're kind of past the rules. If you've been on some good, this person has been on some decent dates with them, they said?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, been on some decent dates with them, but major texting anxiety. Three bubbles in a row. I mean, that is embarrassing. Own it. You know what? Own it. Transparency. We started talking about transparency. Mayor Fry, what do the texts say that are missing, if there are any? Young Republicans, their transparency in their text was something I wish I didn't see, but I'm glad I know. You just have to say, I'm not a good texter, or I'd prefer to talk on the phone. But keep in mind, that could also be a major thing. Like, I prefer text, and Mark likes to talk on the phone. I don't ever answer my phone, and that's a problem for him. I just don't ever pick it up. Like, if or make a time to talk if you have something you want to talk about. So I prefer to text, and your mate, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, the person you've been on a couple dates with, might prefer text. So I'll tell you now, talking about communication styles early in the relationship is a good thing. I mean, three bubbles in a row, that's a little embarrassing. I think you need to address it. But transparency. You know, I'm awkward at texting. Here's how I prefer to communicate. That's it. Forget about those dating rules. Like, who said there are rules? There shouldn't be rules about dating. Stop that.
Being left unread sucks. I'll say that much.
Okay,
but hey,
there you go.
It's all good. Dear Jordana, my partner and I are finally moving in together, and we're both clean freaks, except for one thing. They refuse to clean the sponge. They say putting it in the microwave is good enough. Is it okay to sneakily throw away the gross sponge every time and just pretend it disappeared, or is that a fireable offense for a new cohabitant?
I think you guys should break up.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're already having sponge conflict, it's never going to work. If you think the sponge is not clean enough and they think it's acceptable, just think where they're going to be using that sponge. All over your dishes, all over your silverware, all over your countertops. And if you are constantly thinking they're spreading schmutz and germs all over my countertops, how are you going to be able to sleep at night? Do not move in with this person. Break up with him immediately.
Is that it?
I'm done, Josh. Kay. That's it. I'm done. Break up with them immediately.
We do have
you can't agree on the sponge.
We do have a talk back, dear Jordana.
Oh, God, yeah. I love that.
This is from Alan in Roseville.
Okay.
Dear Jordana, this is Alan in Roseville. I've realized this week that one of my coworkers, who I haven't been with all week, I really miss. And sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but I realized this week, 4 days into this work week, that I think I can't function without her or him. What do I do? Is this my problem? Is this my coworker's problem? What does this mean moving forward? Will this coworker accept me back when we have to work together again? I've just got a lot of questions, and I know you're the right one to answer this question. Thank you so much. Again, Alan in Roseville. That's who I am. I'm Alan. I live in Roseville. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Alan, thank you for this concern, but I think that what you're articulating here, Alan, is revelatory. The fact that you can't function without this other person means clearly you are terrible at your job. And that other person, whoever your coworker is, has probably been shining like a star without your input. And Alan in Roseville, I know this is a really hard truth, but I think maybe you should retire, Alan, because that person, I mean, their career is taking off without you. They have done some of the best shows, I mean, projects of their life while you have not been together, and you are struggling to keep your head above water. You, honestly, for the goodness of the employer, wherever you work, you need to retire, and you need to have that person be free of you holding them back and do their own show. I mean, projects fully on that. So Alan in Roseville, I wish you the best in your retirement, and thank you for your service at your current job, wherever you are, and have a great day in Roseville, Alan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think Alan's the one that gets the shout out in the liner when you ask him, where is Alan in Roseville? And he just says, I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Alan is. I have no idea who Alan is, but he clearly, you know, he's done, and he's selfish now if he stays there and holds his other coworker back. And just that's it. His time is done. Yeah. Sad. Sorry, Alan. Alan. I'll just break it to you gently.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else you got?
Dear Jordana, my sister just adopted a cat, and now she is planning a full formal gotcha day party with invitations and a dress code. I think it's sweet, but I really don't want to spend my Saturday celebrating a cat. How do I gracefully decline without making her feel bad?
It's not sweet. Tell her to stop it. Tell her to stop it. She's getting the cat. Stop it. You don't a dress code to welcome home a cat? I've had it up to here with these cat people. Okay? Tell your sister, not only are you not coming to this ridiculous gotcha day. A gotcha day is for someone you adopt, like a human. It's not a cat. Again, with the cat people.
It is actually a pet thing. I will chime in on that. A lot of people I know celebrate gotcha days for their dogs.
Stop
their dogs it. Or cats.
That's what I have to say to the gotcha day for the pet. I need you to stop it. Okay. But invitations and a dress code, this person is way over the edge. And if you're, it's a sister, is it a relative that is asking me this question? It's a sister.
My sister, yes.
Yeah, you need to pull your sister back from the abyss of becoming that cat lady that now lives with 37 cats, some of which are no longer living in her home because they're deceased and the mice are feeding on them. And when she passes away, the 36 leftover cats will be eating her eyes out. Stop your sister now. This gotcha day for cats has gone too far. No invitations, no dress code. You should boycott. And cat people, two words, stop it. What else you got, Josh?
It's got dark.
What else you got?
Dear Jordana,
I'm on fire.
Dating. Yeah, you're shining through. Mm-hmm. I've been dating a guy for 3 months. I love him, but he insists on paying for everything. Every single time I offer to split it, but he says it's, quote, chivalry, and he won't hear it. I want to contribute and feel equal. How do I gently force my boyfriend to let me buy him dinner without hurting his gentleman ego? Oof.
You immediately marry this man. Stop with this. How do I be equal? Dude wants to pay. Let him pay. And man, if you have a woman that always wants to pay, let her pay. This isn't about male or female. And stop with the ego. You have a generous person who wants to buy you dinner. Let him pay. You know, sorry, women's equal rights or men's equal rights or whatever. Somebody's being generous. Have you ever come across a person who hasn't let you pay for anything in your life, always treats you to dinner? No, you haven't, because people aren't generous. People are selfish and they're greedy. You marry this person immediately. What else you got?
We'll do another one here. Dear Jordana, my best friend and I watch a specific TV show together every week. She knows I hate spoilers, but she keeps accidentally watching the next episode without me. Hate that. She apologizes every time, but then she does it again. How do I get her to respect our viewing commitment without resorting to changing the Netflix password?
That's exactly what you do. I was going to say that. You change the Netflix password. How disrespectful. How can you even call her a friend? That is pure betrayal. Absolutely not. No, that's stop tough. It. You need to find a different partner to watch a show with, or watch the show on your own time. Or when you watch it together, you change the Netflix password and you don't give it to her, especially if it's your account, until she can wait for you to watch the next one together. Despicable behavior. Again, stop it.
And there you go. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Oh, that's all. Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. Let's go over to the, I thought there were more. Let's go over to the text line. Here we go. I see some on the text line. Okay. Jor, after asking my family and extended family to text me with devastating news, it happened again. Wait, I don't understand this text. To text me with devastating news, it happened again last night. They could have asked me to please call them or ask my husband to tell me. Oh, okay. Apparently, the mother-in-law passed away. And she said my husband's sister texted him to tell him that his mother had died. Oh, friend, that is devastating news. May her memory be a blessing. And that is terrible. You don't tell your brother your mother has passed away in a text.
No.
Unbelievable. Maybe
texting that kind of stuff is the worst, because Sarah is the victim of that. My wife, she gets texts all the time when family, hey, so-and-so's in the hospital. Okay, that could have been a phone call instead of a text. Happens all the time. Yeah.
Are you kidding? Really? This is what we've devolved to?
Apparently.
People texting that somebody died? This is absolutely awful. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to deal with that, except to say to you, I am so sorry, first of all, that the poor woman has passed away. And second of all, that you have such terrible relatives that they're texting you bad news. Josh, I say all the time on this show.
We have one more if you want to.
Hold on. We are a terrible species. Yeah. We are a terrible species. And texting to say that your mother has died is a terrible thing to do. I will resort to stop it. Go ahead. What do you got for me?
Dear Jordana, my wife says it's rude to take the last slice of pizza, but I say someone has to eat it. Am I being rude or a realist?
I don't get this. This is a Minnesota thing.
It must be.
That people don't take the last piece.
It's the no, you take it fight that happens frequently.
If you're hungry, eat the damn pizza. If you're hungry, eat the pizza.
Easier said than done, Jor.
And you know, when people do that to me, I'm like, okay, I do. Or what I'll do is, okay, then I'm going to wrap it up or take it home, you know, or I'm going to wrap it up and put it away. And then immediately when you do, they're like, oh, well, if you're just going to put it away, or if you're just going to throw it out, or if you're just going to put it away, then I'll eat it. Okay, then eat it. But I don't want to play this game with you about, no. I really don't want it. I really don't. Okay, you don't want it. It's going in the trash. Or it's going in, you know, I do a lot of leftovers here. It's going in the leftovers. I don't want to hear this. Someone said, not a Minnesota thing. Okay, maybe it's not a Minnesota thing, but in New Jersey, if you want the last slice, you're taking the last slice before somebody else does. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. I know it was a little harsh today. I think the cat people are really, really mad at me.
Good job.
There might be a protest outside later. It's 11:47. That's Alinda's.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instruction time check. Somehow Alan from Roseville got my personal cell phone number, and I just want everybody to know that he's feeling much better. He's feeling much better. We talked. He's feeling much better. I stand by my advice, but he's going to get through it. He's going to be just fine. And I know we're done with your Jordana, but this came in as a late ad. And I feel like I need to address it because it's such a good one. And I don't want to forget about it for next week because with my memory, I'll forget about it in 5 minutes after the show is over. This texter says, "Dear Jordana, my brother wants me to watch her kid, or my brother wants us to watch his kids this weekend so they can put their house on VRBO." Okay, this is interesting. So wait, your brother is asking you to babysit for his little rugrats so he can put his house on VRBO and make money. Okay. You are only allowed to do this if you are getting paid to watch his children or half of what they're making on the VRBO. And also, if his children aren't total bleep holes. You know, if you can tolerate the kids, which I understand if you can't. I mean, toddlers are tyrants, little jerks. Depends on how old they are. If you can tolerate the kids and you're getting paid, you don't have to watch somebody's kids so they can go make money and you don't have to be compensated. That's the deal. It's okay if you watch the kids, but this is a business arrangement because he is making money off of you watching his kids. So I don't begrudge him asking, but if I'm going to, you know, rent out my house, VRBO my house, I'm going to make this much money. I'll give you this much if you watch my rotten kids. So that's the only way that I see this working out. Good question. Because, you know, you want to help out. But no, it's watching somebody's kids is for the whole weekend. That's a big investment. And if they're making money off of it, you should absolutely be getting paid at least to babysit for the kid what they would normally pay a babysitter or a nanny. So I hope that is cleared up from now on.
How would Jordana and do some babysitting right now?
Oh, you know, it's funny because my grandbabies do come over. Mark and I have two grandbabies that live in Plymouth, and they are delicious. They're quite delicious. But, you know, like my own toddlers were, they get loud and they get annoying after a while. And it's time to go home to your parents. You know, being the mom of toddlers, as you guys know, that was the hardest time of my life. I thought my kids are so much more fun And I'm a much better mother of teenagers and older kids than I ever was when they were sticky and germ-filled and gross. So you guys know how I feel about toddlers. Okay, I won't get off on too much of a tangent there, but I really thought that that was a good Dear Jordana segment. And I'll just leave you with this one. Dear Jordana, I have a bit of a crush on Susie Jones. Is she still available? I probably should mention I also have a crush on Ben Lieber.
Yeah, Ben Lieber.
Okay, who's Ben?
So Ben Lieber is a former Minnesota Viking. He's a very well-known name in this market. He's on Minnesota, or not, Twin Cities Live with Elizabeth Reese.
Oh, cute.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, good-looking guy. Probably best-looking guy in this market, let's be honest, besides Alan and Roseville.
Besides Alan and Roseville, of course. Very handsome, sure. Alan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good comparable opposite of Susie Jones as far as male to female. So
okay, so I would say I don't think this poses a problem. I think, my dear texter, that whoever returns your affections is the one you go with. I mean, if you get a chance to ask Susie out, ask her out. She is on the market. I don't know if Ben Lieber is married or single. I never heard of this person, so I don't know anything about him. Is he married?
Yeah, he's married. Has kids. Yep, yep.
Oh, well, there you go. So then he's off the market. He's off the market. Having a crush on him is a problem.
But he is a good-looking guy. Let me be clear about that. Okay. He's very good-looking.
So it's okay. He's on TV. He's handsome. You know, get it. You can ogle him from the TV screen. But Susie
Always
Jones,
do.
You know, that she... You got some real potential there because Susie is on the market and she is dating. So there you go.
But catch her while
she's no longer a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is she on vacation this week?
Yes, she is.
Someone said, I'm surprised anyone lets you come close to their kids since you think they're delicious and want to eat them up. I do want to eat them up for a little bit. But then when they start crabbing and, you know, get sticky, then I send them home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.